It's time for Science and Medicine, a collaboration between TPR and the UT San Antonio Health Science Center, where scientific discovery advances how medicine is practiced everywhere. I'm Bonnie Petrie. People with resilient immune systems when they're 40 can live 15 years longer than those whose immune systems aren't as agile.
It protects them from cardiovascular diseases, has some association with protection against Alzheimer's, having better vaccine responses, and of course, resisting infections.
Dr. Sunil Ahuja is a professor of medicine at the Health Science Center who studies immune resilience.
So we experience various kinds of stressors, okay? And those people who manage to preserve their immune health, if you will, despite experiencing these stressors, you would call that they have immune resilience.
Resilient immune systems can fend off diseases like COVID, or if they take a hit from an illness or injury, they recover quickly and easily. Ahuja says immune resilience can be measured. For his patients who don't have it and want at least some of those 15 years back,
they're taking preventive measures. They are taking vaccines appropriately. Some of them have chosen to wear a mask all the time. So the importance of this work is not the fact that we found this 15-year survival differences. It's that we realize now we have a toolbox to help monitor our patients within this framework of prediction, prevention, personalization.
Ahuja says you can also improve your immune resilience well before turning 40 by being intentional about things like choosing foods that support a healthy microbiome and being active. That's Science and Medicine from the UT San Antonio Health Science Center and Texas Public Radio. I'm Bonnie Petrie.